was school?
Fine, but I have a lot of homework.
Well, do your afternoon chores, and then I'll help you with your spelling while you help me with dinner.
Zula, you know the rules. You can't go out of bounds.
It was only for a second.
We play by the rules. We need boundaries in volleyball and in life. Now, the ball goes to the other team.
Here, some bread, Sarah. Come back tomorrow and I'll have more for you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Do you remember your verse for this week, Elena?
Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
Very good. Okay, girls. Has everyone picked out their rocks?
Got mine.
Now, choose one out that describes a happy memory in your life and tell us about it. Maybe it's pretty or speckled or unusual looking.
Oh, this one's shiny and smooth. It reminds me of my mother.
Oh, Esther. Tell us about her.
Richard, you have some maize today?
Over in the back.
Good. Oh, is this the girl you talked about?
Yes. Sarah is her name. Would you be interested?
Come here, girl. Let me have a look at you. What? I said, come here!
Yes, sir.
That's all for our Bible study time tonight. Auntie Naomi, how about you pray and we'll head to bed?
Oh. Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us and for each of these precious girls. We pray that you would show your love to each one.
Get the ball, it's going out of
hurry,
bounds!
Hurry, Esther!
Elena has it!
I got it!
Watch out, girls!
Get off, Esther, get off!
Sorry, Elena. I was only trying to get the ball. I didn't mean...
Just get away from me! Get away from me!
I'll go talk to her.
Thank you, Naomi.
What did I do, Auntie Maria? It was an accident.
It's okay, Esther. It's not you. It's what's going on inside Elena.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone has different comfort levels on how close others can be to them. It's not your fault at all.
I know Elena doesn't like to be touched. Even when I accidentally brush against her, she jumps.
It's why I always ask you girls if I can hug you before I hug you. Or hold your hand, or put my arm around you. I don't want to startle you or make you feel uncomfortable.
Sometimes I like it when you hug me. But sometimes I don't want you to.
Which is why even if it's fine one time, it might not be the next time. So I ask every time.
Oh, I feel bad for hurting Elena's feelings. But it was an accident.
No one's blaming you. We know you didn't mean it. But it likely triggered a bad memory for Elena. And she just needs some space to deal with those memories. Naomi will help her.
Take a deep breath, Elena, and count backwards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're okay. You're safe.
I got so scared.
Because Esther was on top of you?
Yes. I had to get out of there. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. But if you ever want to, I'd be happy to listen.
Okay. I'm just really mad at Esther. I can't stand her.
I think you might be mad at someone else. Someone who hurt you, perhaps. But you're directing your anger at Esther. What might have happened to make you angry? Someone hurt you, Elena. And it's okay that you're angry at them.
I don't know.
Your body belongs to you. God gave it to you. And no one should touch you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable or unsafe. You can always, always say no. Because it's your body.
But it's not that easy.
I know.
Because if it's adults and it's men...
When it comes to your body, if you feel uncomfortable, you can always say no, even to an adult.
I hate men.
Some of them can be really scary, but not all of them.
They're all scary to me.
What about Dr. Gabira? What do you think about him?
He seems nice, but I don't know.
Well, he is one of the good men. He treats women with respect. He's kind, unselfish. But sometimes it is hard to tell. Someone might act kind at first, and then hurt you later. So we need to watch out for these things. But there are trustworthy men out there. There are good men who love their wives and families.
But how do we know who's really good and who's pretending?
That might be a good conversation for our discussion time. We could talk to all the girls about it.
Yes. I'd like that.
I'll mention it to Auntie Maria. So, do you want to talk about anything else?
No. I just want to think for a while.
Okay. I really enjoy talking with you, Elena. Can I give you a hug?
I would rather not right now.
That's okay. You know what? In fact, it's good. You're learning to say no if you're not comfortable with something. Well done.
Hi, Esther.
Elena! I'm sorry about what happened with knocking into you.
It's okay. I don't even know what happened. I suddenly felt something scary. It reminded me of... I can't even explain it. I know it wasn't your fault, but it made me angry with you.
I kind of understand. I get that way too. Even with feeding the chickens. I'm angry with them. Even with Maria for making me do it. Just because it reminds me of things that happened before.
Maria calls them triggers.
Yes, I've heard her say that. Things that happen now that remind us of painful things that happened earlier.
Right.
But I still wanted to let you know that I'm sorry. So, I have something for you.
What is it?
A doll.
It's like yours, with the rice sack and the silk hair.
Do you like it?
Yes. Is it really for me?
I made it for Sarah a long time ago, thinking when she returned, I'd give it to her. I thought she'd like it.
But she never came back.
Not yet. But this doll needs someone, and I thought you might need someone too.
Thank you, Esther. And if... when Sarah returns, I'll give it to her.
This one's yours. When Sarah gets back, I'll make her another one.
There. Now get out of here.
Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, Esther. I wish you were here. I miss you. Oh, I need to get out of this rain. Find someplace dry. Hopefully I can wait here for a while.
I'll pay you next time, Jahim. Just give me more time. Oh! Watch where you're going! Wait! Look at me, girl. Oh, my. In this whole big city, I find you.
Uncle!
Esther! Elena, come here, please.
Yes, Auntie Naomi?
I need you two to run an errand for me.
What is it?
I need you to pick up a package at the post office. There might just be a surprise for you girls in there.
really? What is it?
If I told you, it wouldn't be much of a surprise, would it?
Oh.
You'll see when you get back. Don't peek.
What do you think it is?
Don't shake it. It might break.
You think it's glass? Like new dishes?
I have no idea. But I don't want to risk breaking it, whatever it is.
I'm so curious. Maybe it's a new broom. We need one of those.
Well, it's not big enough.
Esther? Esther, what is it? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Hide. Hide now. Behind this car.
What is it? Tell me.
Probably nothing. Probably just one of those trigger things Maria talks about.
What is?
It's just a truck. It doesn't have to be his truck.
A truck whose?
But it looks so much like it. Get down, Elena. He can't see us.
Who? Esther, please tell me what's wrong.
That truck on the other side of the road. It looks like my uncle's truck, and he's... Well, he's not a good person.
Oh.
He can't see me. If he did... Oh, Elena, if he did, I don't know what he would do.
It's okay. You're okay.
Yes. Deep breath.
We'll go back the other way, just in case it is his. But it looks like he's inside the store anyway. There's no one in the driver's seat.
It's empty?
Yes, I think. It's hard to tell. Wait, there's someone in the passenger seat. But it's only a girl.
A girl? What does she look like?
I can't tell. The truck is too far away. Let's just leave.
Wait. Let me see. It's Sarah. Sarah's in the truck.
Naomi, what are you doing down there?
I'm losing my mind.
And you're looking for it under the table?
No, I'm looking for a towel I've lost. I've looked everywhere. It's just disappeared.
Well, it'll show up. Perhaps one of the girls borrowed it.
I wish they would ask first. But I guess that's my excuse for not drying dishes.
Are Esther and Elena out picking up the package?
Yeah, I said they could go after finishing their chores. It should return soon.
I have to go get her. Are you crazy? You just said yourself if your uncle saw you...
I have to, Elena. It's my sister. Wait here. Sarah! Sarah, it's me. Come with me. Wake up! What's wrong with you? Are you drunk? You smell like... Never mind.
No.
Get out. Hurry.
No.
I'm not leaving without you. I have a safe place for us. Get out.
Let go. He's coming.
No.
Say,
no.
Hurry. He's coming back.
Sarah. Oh. Where is she?
Sarah.
Sarah! Sarah. Sarah! There was time. She could have come with me if she would have gotten out of the truck. If only she'd gotten out of the truck.
Oh, I'm sorry, Esther. So sorry. I'm guessing Sarah was feeling trapped.
Oh, but she wasn't. The door was unlocked, but she wouldn't leave.
I know this is hard to understand, but sometimes the worst traps aren't made with locks on them. People can be trapped with lies, with pain, by alcohol.
She smelled like beer.
Your uncle is choosing to do evil. He will fight to control her at all costs. And getting her addicted to alcohol or drugs is one of those ways.
Oh, she was so pale. And that blank look on her face. She hardly looked at me.
She's been told lies about being worthless, useless, unimportant. And when you're told that enough and treated that way enough, you believe it. Instead of trusting who God says you are.
It's like she wasn't even the same person. Is she gone forever?
I don't know, Esther. I hope not.
I should be happy she's alive. That's what I've been most worried about. For 2 years, I've wondered every day if she's dead. But this feels almost worse, to have her alive, but not her. I need to go.
Oh, Esther. Esther? May I come in?
Yes.
Let's talk.
Am I in trouble?
No. I just want to hear whatever you're thinking about.
You know how you're always telling me to think about my feelings and name them so they wouldn't have so much power over me?
Yes.
Well, I've been thinking about that.
That's so good. So what emotions are you feeling?
Lonely. I miss my mama and papa. And Sarah.
That must be very hard. I can understand why you'd feel lonely. Is there anything else you're feeling?
Sad. Very, very sad.
You don't need to explain. It's okay. It's good. Crying is a way of releasing our emotions. It's important. Even Jesus cried.
But it doesn't do anything.
Oh, it does more than you think. It's healthy.
I feel like I could just explode.
Something that might help you is to write a lament.
A lament? What's that?
It's like writing a letter to God, a way of sharing your feelings with God, even the bad ones. Do you remember me talking about David in the Bible?
Yes. He killed the giant and became king.
Well, he's also one of the most well-known writers of a part of the Bible called Psalms. He would lament to God, tell God when he was angry, scared, frustrated, lonely.
Really?
Yes. At one point, he says, "I see no one who is my friend. I have no safe place. No one cares for my soul."
David said that. That's sort of how I feel sometimes. So I could actually say those things to God?
Of course. You matter to him. And how you feel matters to him. Whether you're afraid or angry or sad. Some people might just create the words in their head as a prayer or song, but since you know how to write, you could even put yours down on paper.
Oh, maybe I'll try it. I don't know. But you won't look at it, will you?
Not unless you want me to. What you write down is private, just between you and God.
Look!
From the package we picked up. Look,
this paper. Oh,
who sent this, Auntie Naomi?
A friend of mine sent it as a gift for all of you.
Can we use them?
Of course. How about you start with drawing what you'd like to do when you grow up?
But what if we don't know?
Well, just think about it. Whatever you want. Just dream.
Okay.
I don't know if I can do this.
We can use all of it. All these colors.
Yes. Just remember to share.
Okay, I want the
You may do one picture each.
I'm going to join you.
Give me that one.
I love the pictures the girls drew today, Naomi. What a treat for them.
Yes, although now I'm not so sure if it was a good idea.
What, having the girls try drawing?
No, they loved that. I mean dreaming about their future.
Oh, hope is so important, Naomi.
Hope leads to discouragement.
But dreaming is good for the brain. It allows their imagination to grow. It allows them to see that their lives can be so much better. Bigger than they are now.
But can they really be?
But of course. It will be a struggle, but they need to know it's possible.
What will they do when they grow up?
Well, those are things we can look for now. Just think about the talents and interests of each girl.
Well, Desta is the best at sewing.
Mm-hmm.
She could probably be a seamstress.
And that's a respectable job, and we can help her find an apprenticeship.
But what about Elena?
Well, did you notice how she cared for Belia after the birth? And remember how she was always interested in how the baby's health was?
So, do you think she could be a midwife?
Yes, or something in the medical field. I've actually talked with the Gabiras about having her work in the clinic a couple of afternoons a week.
You know, I think she'd like that.
Now, Esther has a talent for gardening. It will be good for her to get a booth at the market this summer and start selling her vegetables.
Oh, she'll love that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually making money?
Yes, it helps a person's confidence to see the results of their hard work. I could also see her being a teacher.
Yes, she'd be good at that too. She's often helping the others with their studies.
So, we'll continue looking for opportunities for each of them to use their skills and hopefully find places for them to be apprentices. But what's most important right now is helping them learn to trust.
Mm.
For many of them, they feel so hopeless, it's hard to imagine a future that's happy and productive. They're stuck in the difficulty of right now.
But if they can start dreaming of a better life for themselves now, then maybe they'll start making decisions now that will lead to that kind of life.
Oh, you are wise beyond your years, Naomi.
I'm getting there. Now, if I was only wise enough to find those missing towels.
More are missing?
And a sheet. You know, I'm actually wondering if some animal has taken them off the clothesline.
That would be strange.
But possible. It's all I can think of. We need those towels, Maria. I'm gonna figure this out.
I'm sure you will.
Hurting like darkness. No. Like a dark hole.
Hello, Esther.
Oh, Auntie Naomi.
Sorry to startle you. What are you working on? Writing something?
No. I mean, yes. But I don't want to say what it is.
Ah, another mystery. Just like the towels.
The towels?
Yes. I'm going to check the clothesline to see if I can find out how they're disappearing.
Okay.
Now, I know I put out 4 sheets, and they're all here. What's that? What? I can't believe it!
What do you mean you're not paying? That was the agreement!
I'm not paying for garbage. That girl is sick as a dog with fever. She's covered in a rash. Being with her, I'd get a disease for sure.
I'll give you a discount. Half off.
I wouldn't pay a shilling for that. I'm going somewhere else.
You, girl, get in the truck.
Yes, Uncle.
You're a piece of garbage. Did you hear that, man? Wouldn't pay a shilling for you.
You're not worth my time anymore, girl. I don't even want to be with you. All you do is stare into nowhere like an idiot. That's it!
What?
You need to get out of here! You're wasting my time!
I... No! No! Please! I'll do whatever you want!
You deserve this!